to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
That I had set up. If you're able to find that, if you can put that on the board and just turn off light number one for us, please. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3-4. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3-4. We had begun to minister from the title Jehovah Shalom, God Our Peace. And we did talk about Jehovah Shalom the week before last, was the introduction to God as being our peace. Then we preached on last Sunday about extreme love. But I know I needed to go back that we may talk again about God being our peace. In Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3-4, the King James Version reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So we want to speak this morning from the subject Jehovah Shalom part 2. He gives us perfect peace. It's so easy in the world today to be overly concerned, overly anxious about so many different things. We can worry about our jobs, worry about our finances, worry about our children, even worry about life and death. But when we look at the Word of God, we see here then in Isaiah that he gives the nation of Israel a promise. He says, "I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind," there's the key, "is stayed on thee." What causes us to be overly anxious and worried and concerned and in distress is where our mind is. When we let our mind go beyond the protection and our trust in God, it's easy for us to become, as the slide says, worried. Two definitions I want to give to you. Number one, the definition for peace or shalom. Peace is defined as freedom from disturbance, quiet, and tranquility. Turn me down some, please. Worry is defined as giving way to anxiety or unease, to allow one's mind to dwell on difficulties or troubles. Anybody ever been there before? To where we let our mind go so far into the nebulous of worry to where we cannot see the peace and provision of God. But I'm so glad that God says he'll give you perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Because we understand that it is so easy for us to be worried. I want to speak this morning from four specific things that can cause us to worry and come out of that perfect peace that God gives us. Psalm 73, verse 1-20. As you're turning there, I want to give another definition of worry that I thought was quite interesting. The dictionary defines worry also as to tear at or to gnaw on, to drag around with the teeth. And it gives the example, "I found my dog contentedly worrying a bone. Isn't it funny that worry is very similar to what we call as believers meditation, but meditating on the wrong thing? This dog was tearing at, gnawing on, dragging around with his teeth a bone. How many know we can take life's issues and begin to gnaw at, drag around, mull over too much to where that actual situation becomes stronger to us than God himself? The Bible tells us in Psalm 73, verse 1 through 20, a psalm of Asaph, about us being overly concerned with what's happening to the unrighteous. Anybody ever looked at the unrighteous and said, man, it seems like they're doing well and they're prospering, but I'm serving God and I'm going through? This is what Asaph said. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. This is his premise. This is what we must start with. The first thing that stops us from worrying about other people, this is your don't worry about the Joneses scripture, is he says, truly God is good to Israel. Question this morning, do you believe God is good to you? And even beyond, do we believe God is good to us? Do we believe that God is good? Because if God is good and we know that he is good to us, regardless of what's going on with somebody else, we can still declare, God, you are good. And this is what Asaph learned. Verse 2 says, but as for me, I like this, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Have you ever been in a place where you were serving God and believing God and going forward, but then the right thing happened and you said, I almost slipped. I almost took my eyes off God. I begin to worry. I begin to complain. I begin to think about all the different things going on in my life and almost said, there's no God. There's nothing to serving God. God, if you're there and you're so big, why is all this, my foot almost slipped? But we're going to find that Asaph discovered that even though it seems like some people was doing better, amen, you might say, I'm saved, but why did this sickness come? You've heard people say, this person, he was good all his life. How did this happen to him? Life happens to all of us, but our faith and focus must remain in God, the God of our peace. For I was envious at the foolish. Now, I know this is very prominent with young people. How many know we can be envious at foolish people? Especially when we're young, we look and say, you know, they're having all this fun and they dressing how they want to dress and saying what they want to say. And mom is still buying them all these things, acting foolishly, but we still can be saying, I want to be like them. Stay with me and we'll see how the foolish ones end. When I saw the prosperity, I'm in verse 3, of the wicked, I was envying their foolishness, and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 4 says, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They seem strong. They are not in trouble as other men. They seem to be doing so wonderful, so great. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compassed them about as a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup and wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly. This is how they behave. This is how they act. Who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. I have been living for God in vain. Why am I living like this? Why am I living a holy life? Why am I giving my tithes and offerings? Why am I staying faithful to God? Why am I coming to church and wash my hands in innocence? For all the day long, I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went unto the sanctuary of God. Then I understood therein. When you come into the house of God and your heart is open to God's word, there is a touch that takes place. You begin to understand that, God, I have the ability to come before your throne and worship, and you speak to me. You speak to my heart. I sense your glory in the sanctuary. The unrighteous don't know what you know. They don't have that experience with God. Verse 18 says, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. All these things are happening to the wicked. Ultimately, the wicked will end up in hell. But as we're serving God and believing God, how many know we will end up with God in heaven forever? The thing that Asaph was looking at was temporary. He was looking at their prosperity. It seemed like they had no problems. His eyes was in the wrong place. He was looking at people when he should have been looking at God. Because had he kept his focus on God, he would have been able to rejoice for anything that was happening good to people and pray that they would know the God of his salvation like he knew him. Things is not, amen, the only thing that signifies blessing. Amen. Even health is not the only thing that signifies blessing. Promotion on a job does not signify blessing only. But what signifies blessing as I'm serving God, then he's blessing me with these things. And my mind stays set on him. Asaph said, my foot almost slipped. I got to looking at other people and comparing. The Bible says to compare ourselves with other people is unwise. We shouldn't make comparison. Our job is to keep our eyes on him because he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. How many know they call in the world what's known as the rat race? In other words, chasing after things, trying to keep up with this one and that one. I want you to know that that race never ends. And as long as we're in the rat race, we'll stay in anxiety. We'll stay in worry. But when we call on Jehovah Shalom and say, Lord, I need you to keep my mind in perfect peace, he will redirect us to his word. He will redirect us to a time of prayer with him. He will redirect us, as Asaph said, to the sanctuary of God. Whether you know it or not, just by you coming to church, you're helping yourself to be at peace. I can remember being a child, just a little boy, and every time I came back from church, I always felt refreshed. I was a sinner, was not saved. But when I came to the sanctuary, it was something about God's house that brought peace to me. See, Asaph had to come back to the understanding that I got the best of all worlds. Amen. And I'm sure God was blessing Asaph. But his eyes were so focused on what was going on with the wicked, he couldn't see his own blessing. Look at your neighbor and say, don't worry. He'll give you perfect peace. Worrying concerning finances. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 through 27. Let's turn there. Number one, we should not worry about what's going on with other people, namely the wicked. But number two, we shouldn't worry about finances. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 through 27. You don't have to raise your hand, but I just want you to think to yourself. At some point, has there been a time where you looked at somebody and said, man, I wish I was like them? I want to encourage you today, be you. Worship God. Honor God. and know that God will bless you, amen, beyond